Hello, Chicago, and welcome to another expectant episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you Chicago's theater news for the week of June 11th, 2007. Tickets for the limited holiday engagement of Phantom of the Opera will be going on sale to the general public on Sunday, June 17th. This is, of course, the infamous version of Phantom that was directed by Harold Prince. It will be returning to Chicago at the Cadillac Palace Theater for a limited 10-week engagement starting on, what other day better than Halloween, Wednesday, October 31st. Ticket sales begin at 10 a.m. this Sunday, June 17th, at the Broadway in Chicago box office, or you can get a hold of tickets by calling Ticketmaster. For more information on Phantom of the Opera and how to get tickets for this limited holiday engagement, click on over to my favorite website, theaterinchicago.com. Raven Theater has announced their silver 25th anniversary season, starting off with a gala event on Saturday, July 31st. Yes, Raven Theater was founded 25 years ago and has dedicated their seasons to breathing new life into American classics. The shows slated for Raven Theater's silver season include The Night of the Iguana by Tennessee Williams. This one will be directed by Raven Theater founder Michael Menendian, and he notes that Raven Theater is beginning off their 25th anniversary season with the playwright who started it all. As some of you may remember, Raven Theater's first play was Tennessee Williams' 27 Wagons Full of Cotton. The Night of the Iguana opens on Sunday, October 14th. Following that will be the Chicago premiere of Columbinus by the United States Theater Project. Columbinus is a theatrical discussion that is more than just a play. It includes many interviews and much research around the school shootings of Columbine. The show opens on Sunday, January 27th. Closing out the season will be Laughter on the 23rd Floor by Neil Simon. That one will also be directed by Michael Menendian. It is, how you would say, a comedy inspired by Neil Simon's early experience working on Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows. For more information on Raven Theater's Silver Celebration Gala on July 21st, click on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Some changes are afoot at Eclipse Theater. They have a new artistic director, Nathaniel Swift, and new managing director, Kevin Scott. Following the changes to the administrative staff will be a bit of a change to its one playwright per season habit. For the 2008 and 2009 season, they will be featuring some playwrights which they had featured in previous seasons. This will be works from playwrights that Eclipse Theater has already profiled before. It's just now it's spicing it up into their season. Talk Theater in Chicago would like to congratulate Nathaniel Swift and Kevin Scott. And in a bit of sad news this week, the marquee lights of the theaters in the Loop dimmed this week to honor the passing of one of Chicago's top theater managers, Tony DeSantis. Anthony DeSantis passed away this past Wednesday at the age of 93. He died of natural causes in his home, which was an apartment that he kept behind the Drury Lane Theater, Oak Brook Terrace. Tony DeSantis is well remembered for his Drury Lane Theater chain and for discovering many, and I mean many, of the stars that came out of Chicago. And Talk Theater in Chicago would like to express our deepest condolences. He will be greatly missed. Well, thank you very much for listening to this expectant episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. We have come to the end of the news, but before we let you go, it's time for your Shakespeare Quote of the Week. The following quote comes from Anthony and Cleopatra, Act 2, Scene 2. Small to greater matters must give way. Well, I can't thank you enough for listening to this podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode ready to stick in your ears. So, until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.